We saw our first Western together, Rio Bravo with John Wayne, at the Cinema Park across the street from my favorite bookstore. I remember begging Baba to take us to Iran so we could meet John Wayne. Baba burst out in gales of his deep-throated laughter, a sound not unlike a truck engine revving up, and when he could talk again, explained to us the concept of voice dubbing. Hassan and I were stunned, dazed. John Wayne didn't really speak Farsi, and he wasn't Iranian. He was American, just like the friendly, lazy, long-haired men and women we always saw hanging around in Kabul, dressed in their tattered, brightly colored shirts. We saw Rio Bravo 3 times, but we saw our favorite Western, The Magnificent Seven, 13 times. With each viewing, we cried at the end when the Mexican kids buried Charles Bronson, who, as it turned out, wasn't Iranian either. We took strolls in the musty-smelling bazaars of the Shahr-e-Now section of Kabul, or the New City, west of the Wazir Akbarkhan district. We talked about whatever film we had just seen and walked amid the bustling crowds of bazaaris. We snaked our way among the porters and the beggars and the pushcarts, wandered through narrow alleys cramped with rows of tiny, tightly packed stalls. Baba gave us each a weekly allowance of 10 afghanis, and we spent it on warm Coca-Cola and rose water ice cream topped with crushed pistachios. During the school year, we had a daily routine. By the time I dragged myself out of bed and lumbered to the bathroom, Hassan had already washed up, prayed the morning namaz with Ali, and prepared my breakfast. Hot black tea with 3 sugar cubes and a slice of toasted naan topped with my favorite sour cherry marmalade, all neatly placed on the dining table. While I ate and complained about homework, Hassan made my bed, polished my shoes, ironed my outfit for the day, packed my books and pencils. I'd hear him singing to himself in the foyer as he ironed, singing old Hazara songs in his nasal voice. Then, Baba and I drove off in his black Ford Mustang, a car that drew envious looks everywhere because it was the same car Steve McQueen had driven in Bullet, a film that played in one theater for 6 months. Hassan stayed home and helped Ali with the day's chores, hand-washing dirty clothes and hanging them to dry in the yard, sweeping the floors, buying fresh naan from the bazaar, marinating meat for dinner, watering the lawn. After school, Hassan and I met up, grabbed a book and trotted up a bowl-shaped hill just north of my father's property in Wazir Akbarkhan. There was an old abandoned cemetery atop the hill with jagged rows of unmarked headstones and tangles of brushwood clogging the aisles. Seasons of rain and snow had turned the iron gate rusty and left the cemetery's low white stone walls in decay. There was a pomegranate tree near the entrance to the cemetery. One summer day, I used one of Ali's kitchen knives to carve our names on it. Amir and Hassan, the sultans of Kabul. Those words made it formal. The tree was ours. After school, Hassan and I climbed its branches and snatched its blood-red pomegranates. After we'd eaten the fruit and wiped our hands on the grass, I would read to Hassan. Sitting cross-legged, sunlight and shadows of pomegranate leaves dancing on his face, Hassan absently plucked blades of grass from the ground as I read him stories he couldn't read for himself.